This is to introduce the Art and Technology Public Art Program at the Norman Y. Mineta San Jose International Airport. Travel through San Jose's new airport and discover public artworks that create an immediate sense of Silicon Valley as a global center for technology and innovation. The multidisciplinary team of Gorbit and Banerjee designed art program infrastructure, determining appropriate locations, data, power, and structure for artists to employ now and in the future.
I'm Matt, and I'm in Toronto, Canada, with my partner and wife, Susan.
Hello.
On this project, we also worked with Bani Banerjee, who is in Belmont, California. The airport art program is designed around cycles of newly commissioned artworks every few years to enable the art to stay fresh and interesting to repeat travelers and to accommodate inevitable technological changes that will drive new innovations and new artistic opportunities. In order to make this cycle of new technology-based commissions work, the program needed to create an art activation infrastructure within the airport. We designed this infrastructure to enable flexibility and ongoing opportunities for artists, while at the same time respecting the airport's primary function as a highly secure and very public transportation center, moving thousands of people each day.
Hi, this is Susan. Silicon Valley is all about people doing creative things with technology. Art that comments on or uses technology to add to people's experience of the airport is a perfect fit here. Art and culture are most successful when they are relevant to their context, and in San Jose, technology and creativity are such a huge part of the local environment. But beyond that, we wanted the infrastructure to enable artists to create work that comments on other aspects of San Jose, flight, or the airport itself. While technology is part of the program, it's important that the art is not only about technology. So you will find work like Camille Utterback's, which deals with San Jose's historical shifts, or our own Courtesy of Nature, which also speaks to San Jose's agricultural past. In our approach to the design process, we considered that a long-term technology and art program was essentially a collaboration with an unknown future. So we needed to create systems that provided maximum flexibility and opportunities for artists while integrating deeply with the airport. We wanted the art to be a real part of the experience of the airport, and we wanted to provide a toolkit for artists to use in conceiving their work, one that would grow with each round of new commissioned works. So we looked carefully at the challenges of integrating art and technology into a highly secure, functioning airport. We worked closely with the architects, the airport operations people, and the technical teams, and consulted with the community of artists who do the kind of work that was being envisioned for the airport, to understand all of their needs and where we could have the most impact. We recognized that really the role of the infrastructure we were designing was to bridge between the rigidity and structure of airport buildings and systems, and the flexibility needed for artists to create groundbreaking technology-based artwork on into the future.
When we talk about activated art platforms, we know we can't anticipate what new technologies artists will be using in the future or what kind of work they'll be making. What we can do is provide a toolkit, a set of elements, physical infrastructure in specific locations, like extra supports or hooks designed into the architecture, space to conceal equipment and run cabling, stuff like that, as well as technical infrastructure like power and network connections, open source computer scripts, and access to real-time airport data, and sometimes specific equipment like projectors. These elements are designed to give artists a real foundation to work with when they are commissioned to do new work in the building. They offer flexibility and opportunities to artists while enabling the airport to easily commission new kinds of technology-based work in the future without facing major infrastructure challenges.
Thank you very much, and I do wish you a very enjoyable flight with us today.